So holding in Shar Das Torah Perek Beis. Tzutzik Bezel Mavinim Hadrachos Shal Rabbeinu Rambam Makiyam Mitzvus. Tir Makara Shalom Yehibura. The word the Roim Lameiv. I want to present over here an approach that the Rambam presents in regards to doing mitzvahs, combining it from multiple different sources of the Rambam. Okay. So again, so remember the topic over here was this idea of taking mitzvah seriously and feeling the simcha of doing a mitzvah. And that's the mile of the mitzvah voice. From the Adam of the voice, there's a tremendous seriousness which is involved in it. At the same time, we appreciate the simcha of that opportunity. Here's Mishnah Yosef Makis. So Rabbi Chaim ben Akash, Rabbi Ritzik, Rabbi Baruch, Lazakas, this is all. It's a Mishnah and then the Makis. Mikre Emunah, B'Torah, said the Rambam. One of the Mikre Emunah is, Kishikai, one of the mitzvah, entire mitzvah is to Roy. Okay, get a person who keeps fulfills one of the time mitzvahs appropriately. He has no other intents. He does it totally from his love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what Rabbi Chaim ben Akash says. Russia wants to mazakis. It's all the figure here on the Torah mitzvah. Russia wants to mazakis. He knows that the vehicle of mazakis is through the mitzvahs and getting one mitzvah right one time. So if the Russia gives three mitzvahs and that's it, in which they occur once a year, so a person lives 70 years, right? He has 210 opportunities to get it right. He has 613 mitzvahs, which fly all the time, so he has billions of opportunities. He'll get one right, right? He'll win the lottery at least once in his life. Okay? And by doing that, he will be zayach to see mechayin afsho in Adam Habba through that. Now, the Lithuanian cynic says, "Shtetuch Rambam, chances are you never can get it right. You know, like, you know, look how bad you are. Like, you know, look, nitrach as a mensch. Once in his lifetime, will get it right. You know, that's not what the Rambam's point was. He wasn't saying negative. He's saying that, you know, the point was we're supposed to see the power of a mitzvah. That one mitzvah, one time, is pashut is alam hab." The power of the importance of the concept of Avon Lishma. One Maisa is, it will be a source of eternal existence. Okay. If a person does attitude of not doing any mitzvahs, says, listen, you know, I'll try something, but you know, everything else, forget about it. The manager's doing. That's not what we're talking about. He's doing the mitzvahs. He's not doing the lishmah. But one lishmah is the key. And that's what Kiddush Otsumah. The point of Tariyag mitzvahs is an overall plan.
No.
This plan now is the key to the Mahabharata. That absorbs our whole life and redirects it in the right direction. The plea of the Rambam, that one mitzvah, the power of what one mitzvah can do, is a mind-boggling thing. But still, it's challenging. teaching. Ketayin et kiyas shayfer tilas aluv tilachas b'chayim yizkar adam b'chayin netzer. Yizafim b'maisa mushal b'yosef. Yes, it's a unique action. She's done it in a tremendous way. That should be a source of kiyas adam hawa totally. Okay. So we need to supplement what he's saying. There's a sefer called Pirkei Hatzlach, which is miyuchas to the Rama. It's not clear it's from the Rama, but it's something from the Rama.
This is what he wrote to. Are these the letters that he sent? To. No. Safer.
Okay. Because otherwise, what's the
real point? Okay. Take all of your being.
Right.
To your brothers and sisters. That's all. When you blow the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Tikkuna Vekshemri, are done in the appropriate way. It's here to also Kula Vevarecha, the whole being will go into your body. Yedecha Pshutus Lekichel to Shofar.
Which one can remain in
this house? Et Vesecha Mekapsis Your whole being is going to be involved. Your hand will grab the shofar. Your fingers will hold the shofar. All of the Kli Aloshin, Kli Akol will blow it. Your ears will hear. You will stand. Your eyes will be closed. And your whole body will tremble. Other things which follow the Torah. Person does tefila. He's focused into Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oymen al raglav, standing. Misanik b'libay b'svasav. He's absorbed into it. Yala prusais. B'kriti buray ha'igim medabrim. Yesa chalakim neradim v'charadim. Lo yosem mihanim karlas arevim. Mistabik. Mechan atzmoy. Mischanin. Kareo mishachave. Boiche. Fishu lifnei melech.
That's why he did it.
This state of submerging and trembling will reach to the point that your body, as it were, sort of wears away, and your being goes into the world of a sichlim. Nichdal nafshay hanichbada v'tziyoy samin amukoshes kila hu nister mehem. Takes it out of the physical reality, that which you can touch. He puts that down in the footnote over here. The Rabbeinu Darman Lamashe Kosta Mabir and the Vuv Bezayin Yusenatari Beis Perik Zayin Halacha Beis Yusenatara. He uses Kamat the same Lashon as describing an experience of the Vuv that the person leaves his body behind and he's in the world of the Sichlim, etc. All that describing the Vuv, and here he's describing Tefila. Kedargis Makai Mitzel Lefiat Tira Now Humein Ruch Hakodesh Vadarim Nefli. This is the Rambam's picture of what it means to take a lulav. This is the Rambam's picture of what it means to blow a shofar. This is the Rambam's picture of what it means to daven. So, okay, This is what the Rambam had in mind in the Pirush Mishnayos. So you can already move closer to the Musa, that this is something which has a power to it, a significance to it, to the point.
So again, we said
That's not exactly how we normally do our mitzvahs.
Okay. So it's the whole creation of it is
there. We're doing the same mitzvahs.
Right. So that's why we started with Kibbutz.
Amah Hargosha, because those Kara Chokim in Tunnel. If this is the Rambam, the Rambam didn't write this.
It is there. So unless he experienced. Also, should have had it earlier.
So, you know, is it a fair question to ask? Manish Dan, Matin Ali Raigold, and the Rambam. There's a lot of answers you can give to that question. I think I can give the same Manish Dan, Matin Ali Raigold, or Moshe Feinstein, you know. Like, you know, I could give a lot of answers to that question. It's a different world. So let's add another Ram. This is in Gibel Tshuva Zayin. Rambam says that I just need to point out to you how extraordinary is the power of tshuva. Emesh, yesterday, before the tshuva, he was distant from Hashem. There was a barrier of a barrier between him and his creator. You come to visit the Beis Hamikdash. Not interested. Like, who asked you to come here? Get out of here. I wish you would just shut the door. Before you started, Russia was writing the Kabbalists.
And we're dropping that now.
Here, look at this tremendous clarity. We talk about the Bereshim's presence, being makabel at tefila, and being makabel our mitzvahs.
That's what we're suggesting.
Have you ever heard of such a thing? When a person does tshuva, and now we're mechuber to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're connected to the Shekhinah, so Baruch Hu accepts our mitzvahs. Kimutu Vishkin. So let's do the background, what it means to a mitzvah. A person who lives in this world, Mutu Vishkina, when he presents a mitzvah, the Rosh accepts the mitzvah. And that's where the Rosh says, oh, that's a mitzvah. Now to know the Rama by Pirkei Atzlof. He kach near b'em is kiyam mitzvahs. Al mi shehu mutu me Hashem alakei Yisrael, b'shakur b'vonu is eno margish b'zeh. She read me, says, I'm welcome to Yish. We'll get to that. Okay, but we'd have to picture a person who moves with Mishkino when he does a mitzvah, he would be absorbed in the mitzvah.
It's a hidden fact.
And the absorption of the mitzvah would express himself to the point where almost that the neshama is leaving behind the physical limitations. That would be a logical understanding of what it means. So we get it. What the Rambam is describing. Okay, but in Malkam Lisiyah, we're like, wow, let's close the book and go home. It's all over. No. Dailono Gamma Dargaseno Hanamucha Bato Ellis Valdivim Seseno. The point is not to describe to us how distant we are from where we should be, and just to just at that point in time to respond with a feeling of despair. The point is to understand the value of what we're doing. I at least have a better understanding of what it is. And therefore, my emuna in what a mitzvah is niskazik tremendously, and I will try and do it as best as I can. So it goes back to a different point. I think we spoke about this idea once.
No, I consume the tarifas. I have 100 barrels of
wine. I'd say one connection here, which I don't
know.
Beyond the musik that a person is mundik mishkina, right? So it's logical that this would be a presentation of a mitzvah by him. A person who's margishkina. And margish that the mokum where a human being can interface with Shechina is a mitzvah. So I go back to this description over here. A person is we don't live in the world of kings, but a person who would be allowed to come and interface with the king, not just for bakasha, but to come in front of the king and do service to the king, appreciating the significance of the king. This is tremendous privilege. His whole being would be shakuin, right? That would be the basis of his whole being, because that's the where he's interfacing with his king. So over there, that's just one opportunity of interfacing, because there are other opportunities. You can talk to him, etc. By us, the kamat, all interface we have with Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah. We have tefillah, we have mitzvah. Because mitzvah is at the moment where the Bershom gives a command, and we accept the command, and we do the command, we're interfacing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the one who recognizes that you're in the presence of the king when you're doing that understands in a real way, not an intellectual way, but in a real way, that this is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is my opportunity to interface, and who a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, and who I am vis-a-vis that, and the schus that represents, an opportunity that it represents, this would be a fairly natural response of how to do it. But, mitzvahs by us function on a very, and then you would get back to the first parak. So my reaction to a mitzvah would be a tremendous simcha and a tremendous yira, in the sense of that this is my opportunity to interface. You don't blow, you come into the king. Right? Even not worried about punishment, just the awesomeness of the opportunity, the value of it is so important to you that you know you take it seriously. And at the same time, you're gewaltig besimcha. So that's what I think the Rambam is describing over here, is that level of havana, of not an intellectual havana, but a call, the whole being of havana. So of what it means to interface with the Kosh Baruch Hu.